We've got a story for you today, Clyde versus the Howler Monkey Mafia. Clyde and Sally had been in Costa Rica for about a year, and by now they were convinced they had mastered the Pura Vida lifestyle. Gone were the days of flashing lights and casino floors and 24-hour buffets in Las Vegas. That's where they had been for all of their lives. They had traded it all for jungle hikes, tropical breezes, and a front row seat to nature's wildest show each and every morning. But there was one thing Clyde hadn't quite adjusted to yet, the Howler Monkeys. And it started one morning when Clyde stepped onto their porch, coffee in hand, ready to soak up the sunrise. As he lifted the cup to his lips, a deep guttural roar erupted from the treetops. Well, it sounded like something between a T-Rex and a chainsaw revving up for battle. Clyde absolutely froze. He had heard it so many times before, but he just couldn't get used to it. He said, "Sally, we got a situation." Well, Sally was unfazed, and she stepped outside and yawned. "Oh, it's just the Howler Monkeys. They do that every morning, as you know." And Clyde's eyes widened. "What are they so mad about? What do you think?" And over the next few weeks, Clyde became convinced that the Howler Monkeys were out to get him. Every time he went outside, one of them was perched in the tree above, staring him down like a blackjack dealer who knew Clyde was counting cards back in Vegas. One afternoon, Clyde was napping in his hammock right on his front porch. He felt something drop onto his chest, and he opened his eyes to find a half-eaten mango sitting there on his chest like a warning. Well, he looked up just in time to see that furry face disappear into the leaves. "That's it, Sally," he grumbled. "We've got a full-blown monkey mafia on our hands. They're running this place, and we're just tourists in their jungle." Sally said, "Clyde, just make peace with them. Maybe they don't like your energy. You're so negative all the time." So the next morning, Clyde walked outside with an offering and a smile on his face. He lifted up a banana. "Here you go, buddy. No hard feelings." Well, the monkey stared at him, unimpressed. Then, in an act of pure disrespect, it reached down, grabbed the banana, and took the biggest, slowest bite while locking eyes with Clyde. And then he threw the banana peel right into Clyde again. And Clyde sighed, "Well, I think I just lost the negotiation." Now, a year into their jungle life, Clyde has fully accepted that the monkeys run the show. He greets them every morning like a defeated casino boss handing over the vault keys. "Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you slept well. Try not to wreck the place today." And Sally, of course, just sits back and enjoys the show. That's Pura Vida, right? Hey, we do thank Clyde and Sally for sending that story to us. I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds good to me. If you have a story, a poem, or an adventure to tell, send it to me at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. We're going to record it. Only has to be 3 or 4 minutes long. We're going to share it with all who care to listen. Pura Vida, and again, thanks for listening today. And you know what? We're going to see you tomorrow.